Welcome back, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com, and this is part 6 of our 2016 AVN nomination podcast series. By now, you should kind of be aware how this works, but if you want to click back on any of the 5 episodes that you may have missed, we're basically going to break down the 2016 AVN Awards category by category and discuss some of the best and maybe not so best entries, and along the way maybe come up with topics. The way we come up with topics generally is they're off the top of my head as I go, but you guys have an opportunity to steer this thing. Lots of ways to give feedback. Drop me an email, Raj@RogerViews.com. If you'd like to just put a comment down at the bottom of this page, it will work. Sometimes it times out, but usually it gets through. Just let it time out. Refresh, it should be good. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter, and you know, ask questions, make a comment. If you got something you like or don't like, we'll read it, talk about it, and maybe try and improve this thing so that it's something you guys like to listen to. It's something I've been doing for about 5 or 6 years. I really enjoy it. I've been voting in the AVN Awards for about 8 or 9 years now. Been an adult critic for 20 years, so I do take this seriously. I do have a lot of fun with it, though, as well. Just really quickly, as we go over these categories, please keep in mind, part of the reason it goes deep, this is a weighted ballot. So, you know, if there's 15 people in a category, first place vote is worth 15, a 15th place vote is worth 1. So, with 22 people voting, you can see how quickly someone could drop in a ballot with 1 or 2 bad ballots. If you would like to follow along, go over to avnawards.com. You can look under nominees, or you can go to avnawards.avn.com/nominees, and you will find it. About a quarter of the way down, yesterday we did all the director categories. We also did an overview of Hall of Fame. I'm thinking about doing a Hall of Fame, just one dedicated completely to the Hall of Fame, because I think it was a great cast. There's also the fan voting that we'll be going over later. Anybody who is nominated is invited to, you know, do a little vote for me, fan sign, whatever, video clip, whatever. Send it over to me, Raj@RogerViews.com. We will put it up in a special gallery, put it up on the page along with this, so that as people are listening to me drone on, they have something pretty to look at. So keep that in mind, especially for the fan voting. If you're nominated, ladies, gentlemen, send something over and we will talk about it. All right, so let's get to it. About a quarter of the way down that page, first category today, best double penetration sex scene. This is something I was talking to a longtime friend over the weekend, over lunch, about this, and we'll get back to it. The women in the best DP sex scenes. Carter Cruz from All Access, Carter Cruz from Arrows. Vicky Chase from All Stuffed Up, Tony Rivas. Jodie Taylor from Anal Buffet 11. Casey Calvert, Analyzed. Angela White from Angela 2. Asa Akira from Asa Akira Wicked Fuck Doll. Annika Albright, Ass Worship 2. Riley Reed being Riley. Veruca James, DP Me 2. London Keys, DP Me 2. Valentina Nappi, DP Me 3. Jillian Jansen, Just Jillian. Missy Martinez from Missy Martinez Fucked Raw. Samantha Saint from Private Fantasies of Samantha Saint. And Remy LaCroix from Remy. Most of these, you'll notice, do come from Star Vehicle movies. All Access Carter Cruz is one, Angela 2. Not so much a Star Vehicle, all of Angela White's stuff is a Star Vehicle because she's kind of her own one-person show. Asa Akira Wicked Fuck Doll is a Star Showcase. Being Riley could be considered that, even though it's also a feature. Just Jillian is, Missy Martinez is, and Remy is. And so is Private Fantasy Samantha Saint. So DP scenes for big stars now seem to be saved for sort of their big movies. That's one thing I noticed. But also, and excuse me as I read this, with Carter Cruz, Ramon Nomar, Tony Rivas. With Vicky Chase, Ramon Nomar, Tony Rivas. With Jodie Taylor, Ramon Nomar, Eric Everhard, and Carlo Carrera. With Casey Calvert, James Dean and Eric Everhard. With Angela White, Lexington Steele, Mo Johnson, and Rico Strong. With Asa Akira, Carla Carrera, Mick Blue. With Annika Albright, Steve Holmes, and Manuel Ferrara. With Riley Reed, James Dean, Eric Everhard. With Veruca James, James Dean, Eric Everhard. With London Keys, Mick Blue, Eric Everhard. With Valentina Nappi, Eric Everhard, Mick Blue. With Jillian Jansen, Eric Everhard, James Dean. With Missy Martinez, James Dean, Eric Everhard. With Samantha Saint, Jules Jordan, Chris Strokes. and with Remy LaCroix, James Dean, Eric Everhart. Kind of get the impression it's the same guys doing these DP things. Ramon, Tony, Eric, James, Mick, James and Eric. Really very few guys for the amount of dick that's involved in this category. It's the same guys over and over and over. I wonder why that is, if that's just there's only certain guys who can perform it, certain guys who have the right size dick, obviously. And speaking of, when you consider the Angela White scene, Lex and Mo and Rico, that's a lot of dick for that girl. Don't miss that scene, by the way. It is fucking fantastic, and I know I've said that about Angela probably 4 times in the previous 5 episodes of this podcast, but truly, don't miss Angela White. As far as which one of the scenes I like best, there's a lot of good ones in this category. The Carter Cruz one was good. I liked it. Vicky Chase, haven't seen that one yet, but Vicky Chase is fantastic, so that's on my list to see. The Jodie Taylor one I did see was good. Have not seen the Casey Calvert. Angela scene was fantastic. Fantastic. Asa scene was absolutely fantastic. Annika Albright scene was really, really good. Just finished reviewing Being Riley. Its review is up, or will be up tomorrow, from Tushy. Really beautifully shot and super, super, super hot scene. The Valentina Nappi one from DP Me 3 I liked. The Jillian Jansen one I liked from Just Jillian. I have not yet seen Missy Martinez. The Samantha Saint scene was very good, and so was the Remy. So this is one of those where there's 5 or 6 or 7, and this is where if I rank something 8th and somebody else, you know, if everybody else's favorite scene, I rank only 8th, on one ballot it could make a big enough difference if a lot of us have the same maybe top 3 or 4. If I'm picking 3 now, and I still haven't seen them all, but if I'm leaning toward 3, and that's what I've been doing for you guys, kind of giving you 3, Being Riley Reed, Angela 2, Angela, Lex, Mo, and Rico, and Asa, Akira, Carlo, and Mick. And that leaves off some really good ones. And like I said, I haven't seen Casey or Vicky's yet, so that could change. But those are the 3 right now that I think are just really fantastic. And I say a lot of times certain categories are weak. I think this category is really strong. There's not a, from what I've seen, not a bad or disappointing scene on this list. Really good stuff. Next category, best drama. And given what's going on in the industry this year, they could mean something totally different. But in this case, they don't mean best off-screen drama. They mean best drama movie. Bad Romance, Zero Tolerance, Bullet to the Top, Digital Playground, The Colombian Triple X from Spizo, Gone from Shh.com, How I Became a Sexual Slave, Mark Dorcel, Love, Lust, and Longing, Wicked, Mother's Little Helper, Scowl for Girlfriends, My Sinful Life, Dream Zone, Safe Landings, Adam and Eve, Saving Humanity, ATK, Kick-Ass, Star Maker, Wicked Pictures, Stockholm Syndrome, James Dean, A Thing of Beauty, DV Productions, that's Dana Vespoli, Wanted, Wicked, and Wild Inside from Vivid. Have not seen enough of these to really judge. I haven't seen Wild Inside yet. Haven't seen Stockholm Syndrome. I really liked Wanted. I really liked Star Maker. Those are the two that I really liked so far. There's some others, but those are the two that stand out for me right now. I do want to see some of the others. I want to see Saving Humanity. I want to see Gone. I believe we get that digitally, so I can download that and watch that. But the two Wicked movies, honestly, I think right now Wicked kind of makes the best dramas. They're sort of not the last company standing, but they still sort of make their bones on features while everybody else has largely moved away. Even Vivid is doing, they did the Phil Verone amateur stuff, and they've sort of moved toward other things. And that's just the industry changing. You know, Private used to be amazing for features, and they've even sort of slowed down on that. So we'll get back to those. But those two, both, either one of those, Star Maker or Wanted, you'll like them. They're both really good. Best editing. Now, I used to say, and this is way back in the day, a guy who I became friends with or friendly with anyway, at Anabolic, was the Anabolic editor, and he got this. But I used to say, if I don't mention the editing in a review, then consider it excellent, because quite often the editing gets in the way of the movie more so than it helps, which I know is a backwards way to look at it, but if it goes unnoticed, then that means it's pretty good. For this one, Black and White Affair, Archangel, Carter Crew's obsession from Blacked. I really love the look of the Greg Lansky stuff for both Blacked and Tushy. The Doctor from Brazzers, How I Became a Sexual Slave, Dorcel, Joanne Angel's Making the Band. I really like the editing in that one. Lock and Load from Digital, Marriage 2.0, Peter Pan Triple X, Saving Humanity, Sexploitation of Abigail Mack, Starmaker, Stockholm Syndrome, Submission of Emma Marks, The Turning, Wanted. The Joanne Angel stuff stands out for me because the editing is noticeable and it is decidedly different. But there's other stuff. I love when Ivan cuts stuff. I love what he does. So Sexploitation of Abigail Mack was fun. Some of the other stuff is just a little more traditional, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm looking at the names too: Harper, Greg Lansky, Dick Bush, Michael Ninn. Dorcel has Michael Ninn editing his stuff, and Ninn, of course, is one of the great filmmakers in adult. Sonny Malone, Shaolin Junkie, Paul Deeb, Axel Braun, and Claudia Ross, and for Peter Pan, Mark Nichols, Ivan, Scott Allen, Geddy Lee Roth, Danny Wilde, Eddie Powell, and Gabriel Annex. The submission of Emma Marks films, by the way, are good. They're just really good stuff. With all of the 50 Shades stuff, truly fantastic. Michael Hughes and John Doe, and then Axel Braun and Alex Sanders for Wanted. So that's more of an insider thing. Some people that I like to see nominated. Alright, up next is Best Ethnic Movie, and if we turn to my voting guide, it is defined as title marketed as focusing on a specific ethnicity with performers predominantly of that ethnicity. So there you go. That's what Best Ethnic Movie means. Angelic Black Ass is 3 from Devil's Films. Asian Fucking Nation 6, Johnny Darko, Evil Angel. Black Ass Anal Drilling 4, West Coast. Black Assets, King Midas. Black Panthers 3, Lexington Steel, Evil Angel. Brown Bunnies 12 from Bang Bros. Eastern Promises from Babes. Latin Asses from Hard X. Latina Sex Tapes 19 from Mofos. Faux King from Third Degree. Porn's Top Black Models 4 from Elegant Angel. Sexy Senoritas 12, Immoral. A Touch of Ebony from Combat Zone. Up My Asian Ass 2, Jules Jordan. And Women of the Middle East, Kelly Madison. It's interesting because this is one of those categories where you could easily say that the voter's feelings about a certain type of woman is drastically going to affect his or her vote. Unless we're trying to be truly, truly objective and treat everything the same, which, I've always said this, and it's going to be a chapter in the book, your dick is not subjective. Objective. Ugh. Your dick is not objective. Everything's subjective. How much you're attracted to a certain kind of performer, a certain kind of ethnicity, if you will, a body type, a hair color, whatever, it's going to drastically affect how you feel. If you like black women, there's a lot of really good titles. If you don't, there's a lot you're going to eliminate, and that may or may not be fair. Same thing with Latins or Asians. That's basically what we're looking at here. It looks like a couple of perhaps Middle Eastern titles as well. So it's a difficult one. Now, I will tell you straight up, obviously, I really like Asian women. I also really like black women. I don't always like black porn, because I think traditionally it has not been shot particularly well. And we're seeing a change in that. Alexa's stuff is really well shot. West Coast, of course, focuses on that, which I really like. The Brown Bunny series from Bang Bros I like as well. So there's some good ones, but if we have sort of what if I didn't like Asian women, for example, I might take Darko's Asian Fucking Nation 6, which is fantastic, and knock it way down, and that can drastically affect the votes. My choices, I haven't seen all of them, but the Jewels Up My Asian Ass 2, I reviewed that back in May. That got a 10 out of 12. which is really, really good. It had an amazing Kehlani Lee scene in it. Really glad, by the way, to see Kehlani doing such fantastic work. The Darko movie I reviewed late October, it got an 11 out of 12, one of the highest rated movies of the year for me. I had Kalina Ryu, who's just fucking amazing. Also Kehlani Lee, Maya Lee, Mia Ryder, London Keys. Just a great cast and a really, really great, well-shot movie. Gonna be tough for me to vote for anything other than that one, since it was one of the highest scoring movies I reviewed all year. We'll see if some of the ones that I haven't seen yet score as highly. And then sticking with that same theme, best ethnic or interracial series. 8th Street Latinas, Asian Persuasion from Immoral, Black Panthers from Lexington Steel, really like that one. Brown Bunnies from Bang Bros, like that one also. Ebony and Ivory from Homegrown. That's kind of weird because you're talking about two different genres here. You're talking about high-end pro stuff like Black Panthers or, you know, the Homegrown stuff. I like Black Boys from Devil's Films, Interracial Casting Couch, Net Video Girls. Haven't seen that yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Latina Sex Tapes from Mofos, Lexus Breast Fest from Lexington Steel, MILFs Like It Black, Mom's Cuckold, Reality Junkies, Monsters of Cock, Bang Productions. That's a series that's gotten progressively better. My first interracial from Blacked, distributed by Jules Jordan. Round and Brown, Reality Kings, Teeny Black Chicks Trying White Dicks from Team Skeet. That's a series they sent me a couple. I'll check those out. To me, it's hard. The stuff that Immoral does, that Porno Dan does, like Asian Persuasion, the stuff that Homegrown does, that's very sort of stripped down and simple versus like Mom's Cuckold, where there's scripts and there's whole stories and themes and it's a subgenre, or My First Interracial, where it's absolutely stunning and beautiful. I don't know. This category feels strong to me because I like all the series I mentioned, plus others, you know, Black Panthers. I like the I Like Black Boys series from Devil's Film. It's good. I like the Latina Sex Tapes. It seems like it's kind of all over the place and tough to pick. I think My First Interracial is just, honestly, some of the best porn being shot right now is coming out of there. So that makes it kind of difficult to vote for anything but that. Let's see. We got a couple of... We'll go with the two best foreign categories and then wrap it up. So first, best foreign feature. And we went over the directors in the last one. The Baron's Horrors, The Billionaire's Daughter, Bonnie vs. Rocco, Cheating with Friends and Family, Claire Castle, Scandalous Girl, The Debauchery Mansion, Deception, The Doctor, Housemates 2, The Invitation, League of Frankenstein, Manor Martin, The First Orgy for My Wife, Momentum 2, Monarch, Agents of Seduction, and Pleasure Professionals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 5 Mark Dorcel movies on here. Probably not surprising. Dorcel makes good stuff. I have to watch all of it. There's definitely been a shift to them, although Digital Playground's popping up here with a couple of titles since they've become part of Manwin. Wicked and Joy Bear and Dorcel sort of own this category. Haven't seen enough to really pick a 3. But I am interested in the fact that Dorcel sort of dominates. And last up, best foreign non-feature. 4-on-1 Gangbang 5 from Doghouse. Do Not Disturb, Rebecca Lord. Fucked and Disorderly from Harmony Films. Harmony Films makes some pretty good porn, by the way, folks, if you haven't seen them. Manuel's Fucking POV 2, Paris Edition, Jules Jordan Video. Married Women, Mark Dorcel. My Stepmom in Mykonos. I do not know about that one, have not seen that one. Nachos Teen Addiction from Evil Angel. Pink Sugar from JAV. That's interesting, because the JAV stuff never gets nominated. This is interesting. Girlfriends Films is distributing it. They do some pretty good stuff with some really sexy models you don't see anywhere else. Pretty Little Playthings from Darling, Rocco's Italian Porn Boot Camp, Secretary with Glasses, Mark Dorcel. We discussed that yesterday. One of the prettier movies I've seen all year. Definitely a office sex fantasy perfection movie. Stepmom Lessons, stepmoms teaching their young stepdaughters and boyfriends sex. Waltz With Me from Sex Art, The Writer 2 from Sex Art, Young Harlots, School Report, Harmony Films. Young Harlots is a great series. If you haven't checked that out, just great, really simple smut. Haven't seen enough to really pick a top, although Secretary with Glasses was beautiful. Stepmom Lessons was sexy. Young Harlots was both, maybe a little better than either one of those. Fucked and Disorderly was wild. So there's some good choices there. That's it for today. I think we covered a lot of good stuff. Once again, I would like to remind you to visit rogreviews.com. Also visit pipelinemultimedia.com if you have any porn PR needs. We'll take care of those. While you're on the site, please check out SugarDVD, GameLink.com, Adult DVD Empire, HotMovies.com. All the banners there are supporting the site, which means supporting the podcast. Also, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, you know, we can do this. We'll put some banners up on the text site and mention your website, beginning, end, and somewhere in the middle. Also, if you would like feedback, roger@rogerviews.com, RogerTPipe at Twitter. And as we get into these fan votings, want some eye candy here for us to take a look at. So, you know, let's see if you're, you know, hey, Sunny Lane's up for Best Ass, and Miley May's up for Best Ass. So is AJ Applegate. Let them know we're going to talk about the best asses in porn. Can anybody beat Kelsey Monroe? Can anybody beat Alexis Texas for hottest ass? You tell me, and let's see if we can get some eye candy over. So that is all. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Thank you for listening. Let me know what you're thinking, and enjoy your day.